Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Tim Beek is with us today. He's the executive director of the York County Habitat for Humanity, and we couldn't think of a better way to end the year than talk about something that's good all year long, which is producing houses for those who need some help, getting up and getting going. So, Tim, tell everybody a little bit about you first.
Sure, yeah. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show again. And I just celebrated my ninth anniversary with Habitat here in York County. Woo. Started in 2010, and one of the first things I did was come on your radio show. So it's a nice way to kind of be back here again and after many other times and celebrate that. But have a wife and three young boys and live in Fort Mill, and just have been really pleased and honored by the growth that our organization's had over the last few years and the support we've gotten from the community. And We just completed our 76th home, and we've completed over 160 home repairs. And those 160 home repairs have been completed within the last basically 7 years. So had quite a bit of activity, and that would not be possible without the strong support from folks all across York County.
So Habitat has been in York County how long?
Since 1988, so we just are in the midst of our 31st year.
Since 1988, all right. So when we talk about the numbers you just mentioned,
yep,
76 homes built and 160 home repairs, that's since 1988?
That's right, but a lot of that production has happened in really the last 9 years or so. We've just kind of made a jump over the last year or two to building five houses each year, and then our home repair program has really taken off. And we are, you know, averaging anywhere from 30 to 40 plus home repairs in a year. And those home repairs range in scale from most of them are $5,000 all the way up to over $20,000 in project scope. So they're not, when I say home repair, we're not just talking about fixing a railing or something on a house. They're pretty extensive.
So the process for getting help from,
yes,
Habitat for Humanity, and I think that's the way to phrase it, getting help.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a freebie.
No, by no means.
No, which I think is the beauty of the program.
Yes.
Everybody's got something in this thing.
That's right.
So to get an application in, I need help, I need a home, or I need to have a new roof put on, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Yeah, it's really kind of a two-pronged approach. So for our new construction, we have information sessions that happen throughout the year at different places across the county. And we have meetings in Rock Hill, out in the Clover, Lake Wylie area, in York. I try to spread them around the county. And basically, we go over our entire program and help people understand the basic requirements for Habitat, which is that you have to have a need for housing. And kind of we explain what that means from our program standpoint, that you have to have the ability to pay, because we partner with families who make between 30 to 60% of the area median income and whose debt does not exceed 40% of their income. And then also families who are willing to put in sweat equity, that's volunteer time constructing their home, the homes of other families, and also going through homeownership education and financial literacy classes. So that's the new home construction side. And home repairs, we take applications all year, but we do assessments basically between January and February and set our schedule for the remainder of the year based upon that. And I think right now we have close to 70 assessments scheduled coming up after the holidays. So we have quite a full list of folks who are in need of home repair.
So the assessments, you will go out to every one of the locales and take a look for yourself and see what's what.
Yeah, we do a full house assessment, so from the roof down to the foundation, interior and exterior, and we're looking for things that affect accessibility, safety, health related factors, and energy efficiency. Primarily, over 95% of the families that we partner with through home repair are senior adults who are on fixed incomes and who have limited physical abilities and have just, you know, most of them have been homeowners and their homes are paid off. They just don't have the same ability to maintain the home as they once did. And so we believe it's incredibly important to help people remain in the homes that they've spent a lifetime investing in, but helping make those safe for them as they age in place. And so that's one thing we're working on.
So if you go out to do an assessment, and let's say somebody says, I need a new roof.
Yes.
You go out and take a look at the assessment, and you say, whoa, there's more than a new roof that needs to be done here.
That's correct.
We've got some termites over here. We've got some floorboards here that need to be redone. We've got a railing that's falling off. You start to bundle all that. So you're going to do it. You're going to make sure that house is right when you leave.
That's correct. Yeah, because a lot of times homeowners may have an idea of some things that need to be done, but they may not know the full scope. And so that's our job, is to go in and say, okay, here's all the things that we've identified in your home, and here's how we would rank them in terms of priority. And then it's usually a conversation with that homeowner to come to an agreement on what we can do within our budgetary parameters. And then come to agreement on that. And then the homeowner contributes financially to that project based upon their income. We have a sliding scale that works based upon how much the project costs and their income. So the most a family would pay would be basically 30% of their monthly income. And we usually give them at least 2 to 3 months to pay that. So and then as low as $250 would be the minimum they would pay for a home repair. So it kind of just depends upon their financial situation and the depth of the repairs that are needed.
So you actually would verify their financial capabilities?
That's correct, yep. Right. And then we once we've done that and verify their ownership in the home, you know, and one thing we try to do for a lot of families is, because the homes have fallen into disrepair, sometimes they lose their homeowner's insurance, which is, you know, can be disastrous if there is some sort of event that takes place. So we're trying to do work that will help them regain that homeowner's insurance and guard that investment that they have in the home. So that's one of our goals when we're looking at projects too. We also focus on veterans. Especially for our size of a Habitat affiliate, we serve a significant number of veterans and continue to make that a large priority in what we do.
So you realistically are doing a whole home inspection, just like somebody who is going to buy a house.
That's right.
They hire a home inspection service and they go through it from top to bottom.
That's correct. Yep. Yep.
So is it unusual for you to go through a home and find so many problems on a rehab?
Mm-hmm.
That it's just beyond the scope of what you're capable of doing?
Unfortunately, that does happen sometimes. You know, we really work hard to try and be wise stewards of the funds that the community has invested in our work. And so we do have to make hard decisions sometimes about what is realistic and what is just beyond the scope of what can be done. And then we're honest with families if that's the case. But I would say the majority of homeowners that apply, we are able to assist them in some way. Sometimes their needs are such that we say, you know, we can't do everything this year, but here's the things that we'll address it in year one. Please reapply, and we'll try to come back and help you again next year.
So that's a possibility.
That is a possibility.
So you could phase it over 2 or 3 years.
That's correct.
Assuming that their need always was greater than the others.
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
Good. So as far as the new homes are concerned, and we've been through this before,
mm-hmm.
You have the same type of vetting system.
Yes.
Somebody applies,
mm-hmm.
And you're taking a look at everything.
That's right. Yeah, it's by no means a simple process. We have an extensive application that we look at their employment history, we look at their income, we look at their debt, because, you know, the common misperception about Habitat is that we just give our homes away, and that's nothing could be further from the truth. What is true is that we make sure that the mortgage that the family will have is affordable, which means they'll pay no more than 30% of their income, and so but we have to verify what their income is in order to make that determination. And then the other beautiful thing about our program is we don't charge interest on our loans, so that really helps keep the cost of the mortgage down over time. So, you know, it there's an average depending on people's income, but it in the 500 to 550 range right now is where families tend to be falling in terms of a 30-year fixed no interest mortgage for a brand new 3 or 4 bedroom home.
And then you take those mortgage payments and just roll it back in to doing more of what you do all the time.
That's correct, yeah. So we have kind of have two modes now that we follow with that. Some of the mortgages we hold in-house, so we are the lender and the payments come to us, and we recycle those funds. But then we also have graciously and thankfully have a unique partnership with Family Trust Federal Credit Union, where they are now purchasing some of our mortgages, which allows us to get the cash back quicker on those loans. So what we do is basically pay the present value of the interest on that loan at closing. So the homeowner is still not having to pay interest. We're paying that off at the beginning, and then we take the cash from the sale and can turn it around to more quickly do more new home construction and home repairs. So it's really unique and great partnership for both of us.
I should say so. It's interesting as to how, and I'm not, I don't want to get sidebar on all this, but when you have no interest loans, mm-hmm. and people are paying them off over, what, 10 years?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
How you're able to keep the program going. Because,
yes.
I mean, where's the new money coming from? I mean, things are getting more expensive.
That is correct. That is always our challenge. You know, one of the biggest challenges we have right now is, thankfully, Rock Hill and York County is growing significantly, but with that comes increased land cost and cost of home construction is going up. So that is true. So the way that we exist is, you know, through a few things. One, through the generosity of the community, whether that's individuals, corporations, faith groups, civic organizations who contribute both financially as well as through volunteer support. Also, if folks are familiar with our ReStores, we have a ReStore in Rock Hill on Anderson Road and a ReStore in Lake Wylie just off of Charlotte Highway in Lake Wylie Plaza. And the funds that are generated from the sales of items in those ReStores also goes to support our work, as does the mortgage payments that are made back to Habitat. So it's kind of, those are our three main sources of income. And this year we have a year-end goal to raise $80,000 as kind of a year-end donation campaign, and so we're over halfway there from individuals across York County, and we're hoping that we can end the year with a bang and achieve that goal.
So I'm sure you've done a number of, just to show you the impact of Habitat for Humanity, if you take a look at the projects you've done this year, 2019,
yes.
All the dollars for new homes, mm-hmm. all the dollars for the rehab,
yep.
You know, what kind of impact is that? I mean, it's got to be substantial.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, we completed 6 new homes in 2019. So the average appraised value of those homes was probably $130,000 to $135,000. So just say $130,000, you know, we're about close to $750,000 in new home value in York County, and then if you take all of the repairs that we've done, it's in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. So it's well over $1 million annually that we're contributing in terms of projects done in new home construction and home repairs. And while we use volunteers for a significant amount of that, we also are using subcontractors across the county too. So it's lots of them, thankfully, will maybe donate some services or products, but we also are, you know, paying for those services too. So it has a multiplier effect.
Sure, and I'm sure you have a nice charge account down at Home Depot or Lowe's. And you're buying a lot of stuff.
We do. You know, and one other thing, I think when we talk about the impact of Habitat that goes unnoticed, and this is something that's been developed more recently, is in our ReStores. We have partnerships now with 2 school districts in York County, as well as Voc Rehab, Winthrop University, who send individuals with special needs or maybe employment challenges to come work and volunteer in our ReStore to gain skills and employable skills and learn how to be in a workplace environment so that they can then go out and find employment for the long term. And I think that's a really important service to the community that a lot of people probably wouldn't even know exists that we're fulfilling through the ReStore.
And I tell you what, it's amazing what you can find in these ReStores.
Yes. Every
day it's new. Don't be fooled by thinking it's nothing but junk.
Oh, no.
No.
Far from that.
There are people who are, I don't know, moving on up, and they've got perfectly good stuff, and they're just giving off to you.
That's right. Yeah, we just sold a couple of weeks ago what looked to be a brand new stainless steel refrigerator and freezer with the freezer on the bottom, one of those newer models. And, you know, those kinds of things come in actually pretty regularly. Beautiful furniture, couches, dining room sets, all kinds of furniture, building supplies. We got paint and flooring, and if you need it for your home, we probably have it at the ReStore at a very affordable price.
That's interesting. Very interesting. All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at 2019, what kind of year it was for Habitat, and talk more about their efforts to raise some dollars at the end of the year so they can push it back into the economy in 2020. You're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. I bet you Tim Beek knows how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is opening soon in Fort Mill. This is Michelle Walk, Emergency Department Director at Piedmont Medical Center. This January, Piedmont Medical Center will open the area's first standalone emergency room. Open 24/7, 365, the Gold Hill ED location will offer the same services as a hospital-based emergency room. There are 12 treatment spaces where our team of emergency medical professionals will be ready to treat any medical condition or injury you or your family need when it matters most. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
Substation 2 party trays are always a favorite when people get together.
Party trays are basically an assortment of sliced meats and cheeses, usually roast beef, ham, turkey breast. We also included some cheeses. We have a variety of sub-bread, white bread, rye bread that we cut up and put on a tray, and you assemble it yourself.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Tim Beek is with us today, Executive Director of York County's Habitat for Humanity. And I said to you off the air, sounds a little melancholy, but when you look at the work that you do, you must get a great deal of satisfaction when you can see a family that had nothing, thought they would ever have anything, and there they are. They've got a house that they have put a lot of sweat equity in. Mm-hmm. They're financially responsible for.
Yes.
They have been educated. They have been, you know, they're ready to go.
Yes.
In terms of this thing of called homeownership. I can remember working on one of your houses a couple of years ago with one of the family members. And I tell you, they could not have been more appreciative of what the members of the community were doing, banging nails.
That's right.
And how happy they were to see that they're going to have a place to live, a decent place to live.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, that's the beauty of our work. And our mission says that we want to bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope. And I think, to your point, that there's it's hard to find a better payoff than when you see hope renewed and restored in families' lives. And I think, you know, that this year in particular, we completed six houses, which was the most we've ever done in our affiliate's history. And each one of those families was just had an incredible story. You know, one of our goals, too, is that we create financial stability for families through this program. And we have a family who actually moved into their house right at Thanksgiving. A single mom with four children, two of whom have special needs, one with significant physical limitations. She'd been carrying her son up three flights of stairs for like 6 or 8 years. He now weighs over 100 pounds. And so this home that they moved into has a handicap accessible ramp, zero entry shower. And he can move around within the home. He has a front porch he can go out on. They never could do those things before. And you can just see the weight has been lifted off of their shoulders, not to mention that the significant savings they have in their housing costs. She's, I think, saving in the range of about $800 a month moving from the apartment they were in to this Habitat house. And I think that's another thing people don't realize is just the costs of rent are skyrocketing in our community, and it's becoming a huge challenge for lots of families.
No doubt about that. All right, so let's take a look at 2019.
Yes.
Run down the numbers for us as far as what you were able to accomplish.
Yeah, so the first part of the year was presented us with some challenges. If you remember, it rained for like, I think from October of 2018 to March of 2019. So that made some construction challenging.
Just go ask all the contractors down there at University Center that
rained. That's right. That made our work a little challenging for the first quarter of 2019. But we pushed hard to catch up. And like I said, we completed six new homes that resulted in six families with seven adults and 18 children having safe, decent, and housing and homes that they could afford to live in. And then we also completed 30 home repairs across the county. So, and that was in each municipality, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Clover Lake, Wiley area, and York. And pretty significant. We also had two teams. One team traveled to Malawi, East Africa, to participate in Habitat's work there, and another team that went to Romania through what we call our Global Village program to participate in a big build that built 10 homes with families in Romania. And this also doesn't even take into account the neighborhood work that we do. We do a lot of neighborhood revitalization work in partnership with communities in Rock Hill, the Crawford Road community. In Fort Mill, the Paradise community. We're getting more involved in the Oak Ridge community in Lake Wiley, and are hoping to engage with the Pinckney Street neighborhood in York. So there's lots of things that happen behind the scenes, beyond the physical product of the homes that we build or repair, that all sort of flow together to creating communities where folks can thrive.
So when you talk about projects like neighborhood revitalization,
yes,
nobody's paying for that except you.
We beat the ground to the seek grant funding or corporate partners. Thankfully, through our relationship with Habitat for Humanity International, there's been some opportunities in the past to gain access to funds through national partnerships with Lowe's or Wells Fargo. If folks who are listening who are of the praying variety, we actually have submitted a grant request for $250,000 to the Republic Services Foundation. We had sign on letters of support from Clinton College, from I believe Winthrop, from the city of Rock Hill, from the Crawford Road Neighborhood Association, all kinds of different entities who signed on to that, which with the goal of a neighborhood revitalization grant for targeted towards the Crawford Road neighborhood. And we've been working in the Crawford Road neighborhood for probably at least the last 15 years. Those funds, to your point, we have to search high and low to find them, and when we do, we really try to stretch them and have the greatest impact we can.
So that brings us to what you are really putting a big emphasis on right now.
Yes.
Which is trying to get some year-end gifting.
Yes.
To
yes.
Habitat, which is a 501c3.
That's correct.
Opportunity for you to take some extra dollars you may have.
That's right.
Instead of giving it to Uncle Sam, give it to Habitat, and you get a write-off.
That's right.
Explain where you are, what you're doing.
Yeah, so we had a year-end goal of trying to raise $80,000. You know, that $80,000 will help us to complete another house based upon the generous support of folks who provide gifting kind services and products. We can tend to build a house to around that $80,000 mark. So that's why we set that goal. And we're over halfway there through contributions from individuals here at the end of the year. And so that's really what we're hoping is to engage more individuals across our community who can help us raise those funds. We've had strong support this year from corporate partners, Wells Fargo. We had 14 local companies who participated in our CEO build this year. A lot of great support from the faith community, but we know that there's lots and lots of individuals who have a high regard for Habitat. Habitat, and we're hoping that they will consider us with their year-end gift. People can make those gifts through one of two ways. They can go to our website, which is yorkcountyhabitat.org, and click on the Donate tab, and they can safe and secure online giving. You'll get an immediate acknowledgement and receipt of your gift. Or you can also mail in a check to Habitat for Humanity of York County at P.O. Box 4255, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29732.
Habitat is all about donations. It's all about donated labor as well.
That's right.
Talk to me about that part.
Yeah, so we rely heavily on just the goodwill of folks who not only contribute financially but can contribute their skills and abilities. Or we take folks who may not have any skill or ability but just have a willingness to lift a hammer or a paintbrush and help a neighbor and realize their dream. So basically we have opportunities 5 days a week on our construction sites and home repair sites. And so if there's folks who do have skills and who particularly if there's folks who are retired or just looking to invest themselves in something that, as you mentioned earlier, provides a pretty phenomenal payoff in terms of the transformation you see in people's lives, they can contact us or go to our website, again, yorkcountyhabitat.org, click on the volunteer tab, and they can register as a volunteer and indicate their area of interest. People can also volunteer in the ReStore if they'd like, but we'll get them plugged in if folks want to volunteer once a week or every other week or once a month. We have a few folks who've been volunteering with us 3 to 5 days a week for 15 years or more. It's pretty incredible.
Really?
And
wow.
They know how to build a house like the back of their hand at this point, but there's a place for everyone, and it's a strong sense of community that develops when people do that.
So in the course of a year, mm-hmm. how many volunteers do you think cycle in and out of York County Habitat?
Right now, each year is slightly different, but it ranges between 15 to 1,800 volunteers a year. Which ends up being around 15 to 18,000 volunteer hours each year. Substation 2 is a great partner in providing lunches. They help us out with that and give us a good rate so we can do that, and they're always dependable, and our volunteers love it. We do too. Our regular guys, they all have their own sandwich. Charlie knows like what every one of our regular volunteers wants for lunch. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, we are continuing to try and grow our base of support from the faith community and from civic and corporate groups who want to send out teams to volunteer, hopefully, but also hopefully to match those with funds. Because as I mentioned, building houses and doing home repairs, we said about $1.5 million worth of investment. It's not an inexpensive endeavor, but it's one that has a significant payoff for the community.
And remember, when you're volunteering to do some work, you've got pros out there on the site.
That's right.
Who are going to make sure you ain't doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Or giving you a piece of equipment that you got no business handling.
That's right.
I mean, it's a very safe operation.
Yeah, and it's a great way to learn. We have several people who, when they came to Habitat as a volunteer, really didn't have any significant skills in construction or home repairs, but just coming back on a regular basis, they learn those skills and become team leaders on our sites in particular areas, whether it's siding or framing or whatever it might be.
Yeah, you can bring your own hammer, or they'll supply you with a hammer.
That's right.
It's not a problem.
That's right.
Well, it's fantastic. Good work by York County Habitat, and I thank you, Tim, and thank you, buddy, Ben Gare, as well, for all that you do. I mean, the fact that you've done 6 new houses this year and
30 home repairs.
30 home repairs, to me, is just phenomenal. And when you do the dollars on it, that's about $1.5 million worth of impact on the community every year with purchases of labor, materials, what have you.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's going to, again, yorkcountyhabitat.org, yorkcountyhabitat.org. If you want to donate time or money or get any information, that's where it all is located.
That's correct.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You never give a hammer to Charles Ruffalo, because the next thing you know, he would be at Scott Oliver's office saying, "Why didn't you see where your thumb was before you smash it?" But they do know. They do know how to make a fresh summer salad here at Substation 2. And anybody who knows anything about Rock Hill knows how it's done. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Nicely done. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. I mean, Monday. Bye.